so harsh he was. The old man feared and obeyed him. In silence, trailing away by the shore of the tumbling, clamorous, whispering sea. And he prayed and prayed again, as he withdrew, to the god whom silken-braided Leto bore. O hear me, master of the silver bow, protector of Tenedos and the holy towns, Apollo, Smintheon, if to your liking ever in any grove I roofed a shrine or burnt thigh bones in fat upon your altar, bullock or goat flesh, let my wish come true. Your arrows on the Danaans for my tears. Now, when he heard this prayer, Phoebus Apollo walked with storm in his heart from Olympus' crest, quiver and bow at his back, and the bundled arrows clanged on the sky behind as he rocked in his anger, descending like night itself. Apart from the ships he halted and let fly, and the bowstring slammed as the silver bow sprang, rolling in thunder away. Pack animals were his target first, and dogs. But soldiers, too, soon felt transfixing pain from his hard shots, and pyres burned night and day. 9 days the arrows of the god came down broadside upon the army. On the 10th, Achilles called all ranks to assembly. Hera, whose arms are white as ivory, moved him to it as she took pity on Danaans dying. All being mustered, all in place and quiet, Achilles, fast in battle as a lion, rose and said, "Agamemnon, now I take it the siege is broken, we are going to sail, and even so may not leave death behind. If war spares anyone, disease will take him. We might, though, ask some priest or some diviner, even some fellow good at dreams, for dreams come down from Zeus as well. Why all this anger of the god Apollo? Has he some quarrel with us for a failure in vows or hecatombs? Would mutton burned or smoking goat flesh make him lift the plague?" Putting the question, down he sat. And Calchas Thestorides came forward, wisest by far of all who scanned the flight of birds. He knew what was, what had been, what would be. Calchas, who brought Achaea's ships to Ilion, by the diviner's gift Apollo gave him.